work. It was like the world had gone under. The master, he was so frustrated that he let his feelings out on us servants. Can you believe that? I mean, he didn't really want to do this. He didn't really want to be angry. He didn't want to be sad. He didn't want to be anything like that. It was like he was asking the skies not to be blue and the birds not to sing. Duh. I mean, that's just how he was. He just couldn't help it. But it didn't really affect my life, you know. I didn't have much of a responsibility. I had my duties. I had my hours of work. I had my hours off. Yeah, but then, I will also tell you, this was another thing. It really ticked us off. Now that the son was gone, we had to take on his workload. That was really hard on our shoulders. But then, all of us servants, we just pulled together, and then we did his job within half an hour. It wasn't a big deal though. But what was really hard to see was how the master had changed. It was really hard to endure with his mood swings, like up and down and all over the place. I almost felt like putting on my running shoes, you know. It was really hard to endure. And then, can you just imagine? That boy ran away with all that money. And I heard through the grapevine that he was spending it with women, wine, and song. It was disgusting. Well, not that my opinion matters, you know. I just have to stay out of all of this. I just have to keep to myself and keep my nose kind of on the ground and my shoulders to the grindstone. Well, it's just like that, like we all know. Mind my own business. Keep my mouth shut. Zip it. Zip it. And on top of all of this, would you believe it? This boy did not even care to clean up his mess. I was so glad that I didn't have to straighten it out. Well, how could I anyways, you know? But I didn't have to figure out anything. I just did my job and I just appeared when they called me, whatever they wanted me to do. It was just like kind of following the leader thing. Yeah. But I have to tell you, I am also very thankful that I do have a roof over my head and food on my plate. What a great world is this to live in, where you don't have to worry about where your next meal is coming from. Well, that is sure something to be thankful for. And then came the day where the sun finally returned. And it was a day of happiness, tears, hugs, and kisses. It was so good to see the master to be his old self. It seemed like he had saved up all his happiness for an entire year and let it spill out all at once. Well, he had to throw a party. It was a big celebration. And he told us servants to prepare the fattest calf. Well, you know what? I cannot remember that anyone ever had this kind of a privilege, not even the oldest son who stayed behind. Well, that was something else. The celebration was just the most beautiful celebration I've ever witnessed. There was so much food on the table. You name it, and it was on there. And, well, that's how it goes. If the master eats well, we eat well too. And I will never forget this beautiful celebration for the lost son who finally came home. But I also need to mention that the master actually was very frugal. He didn't spend any more than he had to, not knowing when the next rainy days or those grasshoppers were coming. you always have to kind of be prepared. Well, just getting back to the party, I just can't stop thinking about it. And then, something happened to me. I had change of heart, being so mad at this boy also. I joined all my fellow servants to forgive him as well. And it made me feel so much better. And I could enjoy that party with all the good food and wine. It was the greatest day.